Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
The single most unifying position held by Americans is appreciation for those who protect our freedom and our families. You can help honor fallen or disabled U.S. service members and first responders by donating to Folds of Honor. They award scholarships to make sure the educational dreams of their sons and daughters and spouses live on. They have a 4 out of 4-star ranking on Charity Navigator, so you can give with confidence at foldsofhonor.org.
It's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Hey, here we are on Tuesday. The whole gang's here. How are we feeling? Morning, studio.
Morning.
Pretty good. It's that day because I flew overnight last night, and I landed, and I came and did radio with no sleep, but I'm feeling great today. So heads up, Amy.
Tomorrow will be
tomorrow.
Trust me, I know.
It's come. I know. We know each other this well now. But I'm feeling pretty good today. I get a lot of sleep, but I'm good. I was talking with the American Idols about that, the ones that are left. There are 5 left. They're all so tired at this point because as soon as that show's over, they get up the next day and they're going again. And they're like, what do we do? We're so tired. And I'm like, listen.
Yeah, what do you tell them?
First of all, suck it up. You got like 2 more weeks. This is a once-in-a-lifetime experience. Even if you don't win the show, in your life 10 years from now, if you go decide to be an accountant, or if you go decide to just be a stay-at-home dad, or whatever it is you're doing, you're going to look back on this time and go, man, that was crazy. And you don't want to remember it being just whining about being tired all the time. And secondly, there's an end in sight. It was like when I was doing Dancing with the Stars. I was exhausted, but I knew I had 4 weeks left, 2 weeks left. Like, if it were indefinite, I would be like, yeah, guys, you really need to take care of yourself. And now it's like, take care of yourself just to the end point. And stop whining. There's 10,000 other people that would love to be where you are right now.
Yeah.
It gets a bit tough lovey at this point because everyone's so tired. And Nightline came and did a whole story on me. And they came and watched some mentoring. But they're doing a whole special on me, apparently.
Well, that's cool. When can we watch it?
I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know. They just followed me around all day and then did an interview. But that was part of it. They kind of watched me mentor them. And you kind of forget the camera's there because they do a good job of hiding. And I don't know if I'm not mean. But sometimes people just need to hear, hey, A to B and get on with your life. Not here's a little bit of A, dibble dabble, gooba gooba.
Oh, that's what I would give them.
Yeah, but it's just not efficient. So there are 5 left on American Idol. And people will get on me like I'm the one voting people off. I'll look at my Instagram, and people will be like, I can't believe that Jeremiah got voted off. You should do more. What do you want me to do? I'm not a judge. I'm not even America. I sit back there and mentor them off the show and then a little bit on the show. So, top 5, it'll be good. I pick next week when the show comes up, I pick one entire set of songs for them. Every single song I picked.
And did they all got approved, the songs you picked? Obviously.
A couple of them didn't, so I had to move to second choices.
Oh, boo.
But it's all good.
Yeah.
Like, but I get to pick all the songs and I reveal them to them. And yeah, it's real good. I saw on Instagram, I posted a picture of Ryan Seacrest and myself standing beside each other. Amy, you know Ryan sees that stuff when you write that, right?
No, no, he doesn't.
Yes, he does.
Does.
Ryan follows
no
me on Instagram. He
oh,
does.
My bad. Okay, well, Ryan was like, okay, the photo, however it was, I don't know, but you looked really taller.
Well,
taller
I am
than him.
Taller than he is.
Well, I mean, but the photo was very evident. And you put smiling because I don't even remember what you really wrote.
Yeah, I was like, smiling because this is my job. I get to be on TV
and
talk.
And you were like.
And then Amy wrote, smiling because you're way taller than Ryan Seacrest.
Oh.
There's no way he saw that.
Yeah.
Come
Amy,
on.
Like, we hang out and talk during the show.
It's what, like, so y'all legit have time together? It's like, what do y'all talk about during commercial breaks? Like, Instagram comments?
Not yet. Not till next week.
Oh, great.
Mostly, this is us every commercial break when we're talking. Because we don't talk every commercial break. But if I'm up, we're doing a segment together 3 or 4 times a night. He'll be like, hey, what was your work schedule like today? How do you, and I'll be like, hey, how do you do your countdown in the middle of flying? And so basically we're comparing notes on how to be more efficient.
Oh, I love that
because we're both all over the place doing a lot of things. And what he does, which is crazy, as soon as that show is over on Sunday night, he gets on an airplane, flies right to New York, and then lands and does Live with Kelly and Ryan.
Wow.
Where, you know, I guess I got on an airplane last night after I taped Idol. And did the same thing, but his airplanes are much nicer.
And probably faster.
And faster.
And doesn't have to wait for other people.
And he's probably got a bed in it. So,
to check his luggage.
We're here. Everybody, you good, Amy?
Yeah, I'm doing good. Yeah.
Lunchbox, how are you?
I'm great.
Eddie?
I'm good, Bones, thanks.
Eddie sent me a note there were measles at LAX.
Yeah. Yeah, so I read a news story that there was measles. A guy that has the measles was at LAX. So
oh, dear.
FYI.
What do you mean to do? Not go to airports?
Well, don't touch the escalator, like, handles. Don't go to the bathroom, like, stuff like that.
Yeah,
like,
wear
don't
a
look
mask.
People in the eye.
Right. Wear gloves.
Yeah. Here's the Bobby Bones Show podcast highlight segment of the day.
You know, on Saturday night was our iHeart Country Festival, and it was so good, but it's always the stories we bring back from it. And Eddie was telling me that Lunchbox was asking him to steal the toilet paper from the hotel.
Yeah, it was about checkout time, and he sent me a text. He goes, hey, will you grab the toilet paper left in your bathroom and shampoos and soaps, please? I was like, why? He's like, because I want them. Like, what are you talking about?
So, Lunchbox, when you leave a hotel room, you take everything?
Take everything. They charge you for it. It's in the room, so you might as well take it with you. Let's say you used half a roll of toilet paper. They're not going to leave that half roll for the next guest. They just take it and throw it away. So you might as well take it home with you and use it at your house because, I mean, the toilet paper was pretty good. And the shampoo, they're not going to, that half bottle, because you've used it a couple times, they're not going to give it to the next guest. They throw it away. So, and they do leave an extra roll of toilet paper. They have 2 rolls in the room at all times. You take both of them because you paid for that room and that's part of the charge.
Bones, he is serious.
Yeah.
Well, I think they do use the roll that is the extra roll. And I think that I don't use the shampoo in a hotel. I just the bar of soap is the only thing that I use. So I would leave all of that, but you take it anyway?
Oh, I take it anyway. Even if I mean, like, body gel, I'm not a really body gel person. I'm more of the bar soap kind of guy, but I still take it home. That way, if I have guests, I put it in my downstairs bathroom.
So do you have a whole cabinet full of stuff you take from hotels?
Absolutely. I got jars full of the shampoo, the body wash, the bars of soap, all that.
Eddie, did you get the stuff and take it to him?
Absolutely not.
Exactly.
I was like, no, I'm not doing that.
Well, I don't understand why. It's no hassle to you. All you got to do is put it in your hands, come down the elevator, and hand it to me. It's not that hard.
And that's what I was worried about. Like, I'm going to have rolls of toilet paper, shampoo bottles in my hands going down to the lobby of the hotel. I'm like, no, I'm not doing it.
It does feel a bit like you're stealing.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Might as well take the robes, too, and the hand.
No, you can't. No.
Now, a question. So if you put that robe on you, they just leave it for the next person?
No, they wash it.
They wash it, I assume.
Yeah, they wash it.
Do you guys use the robe?
Not always, but I have.
I don't either.
No. I don't use the robe. And so at your house, you have a whole cabinet full of toilet paper from other places?
Well, toilet paper, no, because I just use it. Like, I mean, I put it, like, whenever I run out of a roll, I just use their toilet paper, but soaps, shampoos, body wash, I got it all. I'm telling you, if you stay in my house, you stay in my guest room, the guest bathroom is supplied by hotels across the country.
It's like Lunchbox's guest room by Hilton.
Yeah. Right. I mean, this is how bad, when I was in college, I stayed at a hotel and I'd just steal the towels from the swimming pool. That was how I had towels in my house.
Because you knew they weren't tracking those.
Exactly.
They were only tracking room towels.
They only track the room towels. So you go down to the pool, get a couple towels, put them in your bag, good to go.
So when you stole all those backpacks from the charity that one time.
Yep.
What did you ever do with three backpacks?
Well, I sold one to my sister just this past weekend. She was in the market for a new backpack. She was at the store shopping when I was on the phone with her. She goes, oh, I'm just looking at like a $20 backpack. And I said, hey, I'll sell you one for $20. So I took one of the backpacks with me and I sold it to her for $20.
So one, it's your sister. Two, you got it free from a charity, which you weren't even supposed to take it. And then you sold it? And then you didn't give the money to the charity?
No, I gave it to myself because I realized, okay, I had three backpacks. I hadn't used all three yet. One was brand new, so my sister needed a backpack, so I gave it to her.
Yeah, we got that.
Good guy.
Yeah.
Classy move. Well,
guys, it's called being a smart businessman. That's why, like, the hotel shampoo and toilet paper and all that, I'm saving myself money by doing that. You guys don't want to be on that level? Fine.
All right.
One day I aspire to get to your level.
For a few weeks now, I've been reminding you that Mother's Day is fast approaching. Now, it's just days away. So, 1-800-Flowers is here to help you pick out a gorgeous bouquet that'll show her she's loved. 1-800-Flowers has amazing offers on beautiful Mother's Day bouquets and arrangements starting at $29.99. With this amazing selection of sweets, treats, and bouquets, 1-800-Flowers has everything you need for Mother's Day. Mother's Day bouquets and arrangements starting at $29.99 is an amazing offer, but you have to order today. So make sure you lock in the offer. Only good while supplies last. You're going to love it after you've chosen your gorgeous bouquet arrangement. Simply pick your delivery date and let 1-800-Flowers handle the rest, but you need to get on it right now. Trust 1-800-Flowers to help make mom feel loved. 1-800-Flowers.com to order a beautiful, vibrant Mother's Day bouquet starting at $29.99. 1-800-Flowers.com/bones. Order today and save. 1-800-Flowers.com/bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
Our producer, Raymundo, is in the glass room with a big old stack of news. Raymundo, what you got?
In Jeopardy news, over the next 2 weeks, the annual teachers tournament is going to be happening. After that, the guy we've all been talking about, James Holzhauer, he's going to be back with his $1.6 million in 22 games on the line. In other news, President Donald Trump awarded Masters champ Tiger Woods the Medal of Freedom in a ceremony. The president said the comeback has inspired the entire country. And finally, the U.S. measles count continues to climb. U.S. health officials say at least 60 more measles cases have been reported. Totals now at 764 nationwide.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Okay, here's the game. I will give you three movies. Name the actor who was in all three movies. And we'll kind of pop around to each of you. So I'll give you three movies. Tell me who. For example, if I said Face Off, Con Air, National Treasure. Face
Nick
Off.
Nick Cage. Good, yeah.
We'll be in all those. All right, Amy, you ready?
Ready.
You're up first. Argo, Gone Girl, The Town. What one actor's been in all three of those? Argo, Gone Girl, and The Town. Amy?
Ben Affleck.
Correct. Lunchbox. Baywatch, Moana, Central Intelligence. What one actor has been in Baywatch, Moana, and Central Intelligence?
The only person I know he was in Baywatch was The Rock.
Correct. Eddie.
Come on.
Never Been Kissed.
What?
51st Dates. Charlie's Angels. Who is in Never Been Kissed, 51st Dates, and Charlie's Angels?
Got it. Wow, I almost did not. Drew Barrymore.
Correct.
Woo!
Good. Amy.
Ready.
The Help. Easy A. La La Land. The Help. Easy A.
Shoot.
This is hard.
La La Land.
I know who it is. She's got red hair. Freckles. Not Amy Adams, but the other one. The other girl.
Amy Adams.
She's got red hair and freckles. When you tell me, I'm going to be so mad at myself.
5 seconds.
Tina, Mary, Jennifer. Linda.
Linda.
No, no, no! Mary.
Emma Stone.
Emma! Emma Stone!
So close with the M's.
So
and Linda.
Shoot! I had her face in my head. Emma Stone. Wrong.
Lunchbox.
Dang it.
Yeah.
The Greatest Showman. Logan. Les Miserables.
Logan? What is Logan? What is Les Miserables? It's that guy, though. He's ripped up. Hugh Jackman.
You know Logan's that. Wolverine.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's that movie.
Whoa! Yeah!
Eddie.
Come on.
Tropic Thunder.
Ooh, there's a lot of people in that one.
Dodgeball. A Night at the Museum.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Night at the Museum, I got it. Ben Stiller.
Correct. We're down to two men left. Lunchbox versus Eddie. Lunchbox.
Two men.
Shrek. Beverly Hills Cop. Coming to America.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
That's Eddie Murphy.
Correct.
Woo!
Eddie.
Come on.
To stay in the game, Guardians of the Galaxy. Jurassic World. Passengers.
It's a Chris. Just don't know if it's a Pine or a Pratt. I'm gonna go Pratt.
Chris Pratt. Show me Chris Pratt. Correct.
Oh, who is Chris Pine?
Star Trek.
Okay. Why was he in my mind?
Lunchbox. Ted. Yo. The Fighter. Lone Survivor.
You ready?
Yeah.
That's Mark Wahlberg, also known as Marky Mark.
Killing it. He's killing it right now. Eddie.
Come on.
Venom. The Dark Knight Rises.
Dark Knight Rises.
Inception.
Inception? I haven't seen Dark Knight Rises. Venom. Inception. Dark Knight Rises. I mean, give me Christian Bale.
Show me Christian Bale.
I don't know.
No,
dang
I'm
it.
Sorry.
Woo!
It's Tom Hardy.
Don't know him.
He also plays
Dark Knight.
Oh, yes. Okay.
He plays Venom.
Yeah.
I haven't seen Venom, but I knew that. The Lunchbox are a big winner. There we go. It's early in the morning. He came through the game there. There we have it. Nice win there. Sorry you got eliminated, Amy. You want
Emma Stone.
Emma Stone.
Or Linda.
Eddie, Tom Hanks came up for you and I purposely pulled it
you
out.
You did? You
I did.
Knew I would have wanted
fell,
with that.
Well, it fell right in the... But I couldn't give you a softball that easy.
All right.
Well, that's your hero, man.
That's my dude.
Woo. The Bobby Bone Show.
This is Chris in Colorado. What's up, buddy?
Hey, what's going on?
Just doing a radio show, man. Hope we're entertaining you as the morning goes along.
Oh, yes. Definitely entertaining me, sir.
What would you like to say?
I just wanted to say I appreciate all of you guys at the studio and Amy. I've been on recruiting duty with the Marines for 9 years, traveling all over Texas, New Mexico, and now living in Colorado. And I've been listening to you guys since you were in Austin, and I appreciate the drive home or the drive to work every single day for about an hour. And you guys make me laugh about all the competitions and everything you guys do with each other.
Oh, I appreciate that. I appreciate what you do, too. Okay, and I feel like you're going to be honest with us for a second. So this is what I've been struggling with a bit with the show, is that I personally love to play games. I love games. I love to play games away from the show. I love to play games on the show. And Mike D and I will basically now talk through the show a bit off the air. And I'll go, hey, if we play a game here, I don't know if we can play another one for the rest of the day. I think people are tired of us playing games somewhat. Chris, how do you feel about when we play games on the show?
Absolutely not. That's honestly my favorite part. If I feel like I missed the game while I'm driving to work or have to stop or something, I feel like I ruined my day. So that's my favorite part. Especially love all y'all's little music you have after you win. Especially lunchboxes. But I think they're all great. That's the best part of the game. The show, honestly, is the games, I think.
Okay. Listen, I can be wrong. I'm in the middle of it every day, so... Right now, we have a rule of what, within 2 hours? Is that, we try not to play a single game within 2 hours, and I think we'll keep that going. Is there anything else we want to ask him? So, is there a segment that you kind of don't like, Chris, where you're like, you know, not the biggest fan of this, but I'll handle it?
No, honestly, I like it all because everybody has that they throw their own flavor to it. So I like it all. Honestly, there's not one thing I don't really like. Hmm.
Is there a musical artist that you love? Like who, when it comes on, like who is your? This is my dude. This is my girl.
Sam Hunt.
Yeah, don't you wish he'd put out some music? Let's be honest, Chris. Like
I do.
I know he's listening right now. He listens every morning, all show, all 5 hours. Say something to Sam right now.
Hey, Sam, man, you need to put some more music out for us Marines, something, some patriotic stuff so that we can cheer you on a little bit more.
Yeah, buddy. Come on, Sam. What's your favorite Sam Hunt song, Chris?
Honestly, I just like them all. They all run together for me. I love them all.
All right, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to play you one. Appreciate you. Appreciate your work with the Marines. You say you're 9 years in?
Yes, or no, 16 years. I've just been recruiting for 9.
Holy oh, wow. crap. Look at this guy right here. All right.
Yeah.
Hey, I appreciate you.
I do have one question if I could ask real quick.
Absolutely.
What is Lunchbox's favorite player on the challenge?
What's the challenge?
Oh, it's MTV. Oh,
okay.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah. I mean, how can it not be Bananas, dude?
Yeah. Okay.
That's what I'm talking about.
Wes and Bananas. Are you going to watch it on the Maury Povich?
What? Maury Povich?
Yeah, they're going on there talking crap to each other and doing the lie detector on how much they hate each other. You got to watch it. It's in like May 11th.
I'm on it.
Oh, look at this.
Okay.
Yeah, buddy.
I do like Wes too, though, but they're rivals, so it's a little weird liking both of them.
Absolutely. Well, hey, again, I love all you guys. Thank you for what you do, and you guys have a wonderful rest of your week.
Appreciate you, Chris.
All right, see you, buddy.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, buddy.
We are this close to crowning an NBA champ. And with the action heating up on the court, it's even hotter at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. If you're new to DraftKings, listen up. New customers can get a no-sweat bet up to $1,500. Just deposit at least $5, and you'll get a bonus bet back equal to your first bet if it doesn't hit. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use the code BONES. That's the code BONES for new customers to get a no-sweat bet up to $1,500 if your first bet doesn't hit. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER, or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help's available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. One no sweat bet per new customer issued as one bonus bet based on amount of initial losing bet. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility, wagering, and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
An October morning in a quiet suburb in a town in Scotland. A man is walking his dog when suddenly shots are fired from a car. The man falls to the ground and the car speeds off. An ordinary residential area, but extraordinary things happen in ordinary places.
The instinct right away was it was a political thing.
We're talking about Russian-trained, high-ranking officer in the Secret Service.
An assassin comes to town, a 6-part podcast. Available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Bobby Bones Show. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number 2's 30 Second Skinny.
Carrie Underwood's son Isaiah came out for some of Carrie's first tour stops, and her husband Mike Fisher posted on Instagram that every time Carrie would come close to them while performing, he would yell, "Mommy, I love you."
I like it when they put kids in big headphones.
So cute.
That's why I want to have a kid. Only for that reason. Just so I can have a baby and buy some gigantic headphones and put them on their head. And then once they grow out of that, I'll give them to Eddie.
Oh, it'll fit me perfectly.
No, no, not the headphones. Oh. The kids. You take all the kids.
Yeah. Perfect. He just wants babies with headphones.
Yeah. Cute. What else, Morgan, number two?
Keith Urban was stuck in Miami, Florida because the airport was closed due to weather, and his next show was about an hour and a half away, so he Ubered to his other show. He posted a thank you to his Uber driver and told him he saved the show.
Isn't that funny? Love Keith it. Urban had to Uber an hour. First of all, I think how much was the Uber drive? Like, that's what I wonder. And secondly, did the guy know it was Keith Urban? Did he give him 5 stars, or could he not understand him because of his accent? You know, a lot of these things. And does Keith Urban tip him big time on the app, or does he give him cash?
Yeah. And does he pay attention to the stars? Like, is he like, was conversation good? Did he have candy water?
I know. Those are all the things that I wonder. But that's pretty cool. What else, Morgan, number two?
Dolly Parton has a line of jewelry, accessories, and home goods coming. They're supposed to celebrate Dolly and bring her iconic style and personality through the products. I'm Morgan, number two. That's your skinny.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So when you have cancer and you're going through chemotherapy, like eating is a really big deal, but your taste buds change and you're not really hungry and there's only certain foods that you want. Well, there's this guy and all he was craving was this soup from this restaurant, JC's Cafe in Illinois. And some people post about it on Facebook. Well, the owner of JC's Cafe, Juan, he found out about this guy, Noah, and he's been delivering him soup four times a week for the last year. Hand delivering it to his house and making sure that he has the soup so that he gets, you know, the nutrients and calories that he needs.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. And it reminds me of what St. Jude does at the hospital, where, you know, the chefs there will learn what the kids like. And even if it's like a special recipe from home, because it's so hard to get the kids to eat sometimes when they're on chemo.
Yeah.
And so they want to make it exactly like whatever makes them feel the best and the most comfortable. That's a good story. Come on. That's a good one. That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Michigan. A man was driving a stolen car when police tried to pull him over. He's like, you know what? Got to run for it. Leads him on a high-speed chase, loses him, gets 2 blocks away, and he looks and he goes, man, I'm running out of gas. So he pulls up at the gas pump and tries to fill up gas.
During a run? Wow.
Oh. Only problem is...
Practical.
Yeah. They were 2 blocks back there, but they caught up in time before he could fill up the tank and get away. So he got arrested at the gas pump.
I can't totally hate on that, because you're going to get caught anyway if you just keep going. At least you have a fighting chance to get a little, you know? It's like back in the day, I'd put like $2 in. That's all I had. Maybe that's the guy just like trying to make a quick, wow, look at that.
Oh, I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead story of the day.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
I get a lot of nicknames, some good, some bad. But you know my favorite nickname, Eddie.
Yeah, country music's youngest historian.
Yep. Here we go on this day in country music.
The Bobby Bones Show.
On this day in
country music.
Today in 1982, Willie Nelson's Always On My Mind was at number one on the country chart. Here you go.
You were always on my mind. You were always on my mind.
It's so good. Top 15 country songs, in my opinion, of all time. Now, not my favorite Willie song, Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain, favorite Willie song. But I love that one. Now, here's the fun facts about this song. Three different artists released this song before Willie did. The song was first recorded by B.J. Thomas in 1970. Here's a clip of that.
But you were always on my mind.
I like that. You were always on my mind.
Mama.
Mind. Brenda Lee's version hit number 45 in 1972. Here you go.
You are always on my mind.
Always on my mind.
You are always on my mind.
I think Brenda Lee also did a very famous Christmas song. Eddie, you know this?
Yes. Rocking Around the Christmas Tree.
Rocking Around the Christmas Tree. There you go. And then Elvis took Always On My Mind to number 16 on the country charts in 1972. Here you go.
You were always on my mind. You were always on my mind.
And then Willie was the first to take it to number one. It won 3 Grammys and Single of the Year at the CMAs. And one final time, Willie Nelson, Always On My Mind. Here you go.
You were always on my mind.
little music history for you. You're on the Bobby Bones Show. You like that, Amy, or no?
I do, yeah.
I always find it interesting when people put out the song before that I had no idea.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Amy, let me ask you a baby question.
Yeah.
And about me, because, you know, I'm dating right now, and I'm 39 years old. That being said, I would still like to have a couple of kids. So that being said, like, what's kind of the age range that you think I should date? Because if I date older than me, it's tough to have a baby there, right?
But still possible. I feel like you can't discriminate because of that.
Sure, I can discriminate for a lot of reasons. But I'm wondering which reasons should I?
No, I think someone your age is fine. Your age or younger. Your age or younger.
How young?
For
really?
You,
not making a joke,
I
but
know,
really.
I know. For you, I struggle with how young, but 28 at least, maybe.
At least?
Like a 10 years from away from you. 28, 29.
What about a little younger?
No, 28, 29. I feel like that's, but I mean, you could probably meet a 26-year-old that could work, but, you know, I'd have to meet her. She'd have to be really mature.
Bones, anything's possible. I mean, you can make anything work. Put your mind to it.
Okay, well, I'm not training for a race.
You know, I mean, I just don't know how much you're going to have in common and be able to, like, because like, there's a life, like, the pattern that you live, and she's going to be way behind you.
Yeah, and you want her to be established in what she's doing in her career and her goals and driven, because that's what you're attracted to. And I'm
Lunchbox,
sure,
what do you think about that?
Oh, gosh, she's going to say 18.
Here we go. Look, the younger you go, the longer she's going to be hot. That's all. That's the scenario you're looking at, because you're going to get a 24-year-old pregnant. Her body's going to bounce back a lot faster than a 34-year-old you get pregnant. So you can go down to 21. I mean, really 18, but you won't go that low. So
I'm not going
that low.
What's
wrong with you?
Well, he could. Look, they're going to be attracted to you for your fame, and you're going to be attracted to them for hotness, and it'll work.
You know,
Bones, what do you think about all that?
Yeah, I mean, why don't you tell us your age? I mean, I feel like mine.
I just told you guys weren't going low enough.
Eddie,
that's why you had to bring me in.
Being realistic. Mm.
No, that's not why. I just wondered what you really thought. I don't know. I don't think it matters so much. Because I have a couple baby stories I'm going to read, and I would still like to have kids. And so for me, as you get older, it gets harder to have kids, and unfairly for women. I'm a dude. I could have kids until I'm 60, 70, you know? But I don't want to do that. Here's a story. A mom gives birth to a 13-pound son.
Oh, wow. That's big.
Naturally, without an epidural. Mm. And doctors cannot figure out where his size comes from.
Why? Both the parents are small?
Yeah. That's exactly it.
Oh, wow. Well.
Her name is Nikki. She's 33. She gave birth to her second son, Tobias, 13 pounds. And the family's doctor said it was very unnatural for babies to be born that size, obviously. Is that the biggest baby you've heard of?
No, we've talked about like 15 pounders. We have. I don't know if they were in America, but.
Wow. The average birth weight for babies is around 7.5 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Here's another one. A baby girl shocks her mother because she was born with two front teeth.
See, I told y'all this happens.
You did
it's
say
like a
that.
Piranha.
I know.
The mom discovered her daughter was born with two front bottom teeth. Born C-section, 6 pounds, 12 ounces. Her teeth were removed an hour later.
Wow. Oh.
Because they said it could have been a choking hazard.
Wow. Okay.
So they pulled her lip down and had, what?
Oh, that's just terrible. Right after she was born, they had to pull her teeth out.
And I wonder if those are her baby teeth and that's it. The next ones are going to be the real ones.
What if they were veneers?
That's another option.
Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? You know, I think I can eat a piece of pizza in under 30 seconds. Or I know it'll take you over a minute to drink that entire 2 liter. If you have, you're going to love Pick 6, the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Now, here's how to play during the NBA playoffs. Pick between 2 and 6 players and choose if they have more or less of a certain stat. Rebounds, points, assists, and a whole bunch more. Track your picks, play against others for a shot to win huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now and use the code BONES for a shot at huge cash prizes. That's the code BONES. Only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Roger that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch Stratacoaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
That world has eaten up and spit out a lot of young and attractive guys.
This is the story of one of fashion's dark secrets.
I was overwhelmed. Like, I had never seen anything like this.
At the height of Abercrombie and Fitch's success.
This was me being carefully manipulated.
Being lied to, tricked, and traded like a commodity.
Investigating allegations that would take me into a world of money, sex, and power. This is World of Secrets, Season 1, The Abercrombie Guys.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
The Bobby Bones Show.
According to TMZ, I read this article, Kim Kardashian makes $1 million per Instagram post.
Wow.
Yeah, like some of the big ones that she does, $1 million. She filed legal documents revealing just how incredibly powerful and influential she is. And it's just money. Like, she's in a lawsuit against a clothing company that always, like, steals her looks. And so apparently, she's like, okay, let me prove how much what I do is worth and what they're stealing from me. And so she had to reveal what she's worth. And so some of her posts, she makes $500,000. Some of her posts, she makes $1 million per post.
Wow. Wow.
She frequently turns down offers for big, big money because she doesn't want to be associated with bad brands, though. Like, brands that don't reflect her. And I can get that. I understand that.
I am someone who has bought something that Kim Kardashian has promoted, too.
What have you bought?
The flat tummy shakes.
Yeah, and that's weird that she would do that. Because, I mean, that's not, it doesn't work, does it?
I don't know. I mean, it's a protein shake. They taste really good. It has, from what I can tell, pretty good ingredients. Maybe not as clean as I would want, but I mean, still, it's a shake. A shake's a shake. You're not, it's not, you should have real food instead. But I like them. I mean, yeah, I'm sure if you replace it for 2 of your meals a day forever, you'll get a flat tummy.
There's another money story that I saw. There's a woman in Maryland who says that the lottery numbers came to her while she was sleeping. Lunchbox, see the story?
No, I'm so jealous because I try to come up with lottery numbers everywhere. I look at my credit card, oh, that number should work. Doesn't work. Look at
me. Well, you play your credit card numbers, your lottery numbers?
Sometimes. I mean, I try anything. My birthday, my wife's birthday, anything. But nothing has worked. The lottery hates me.
A woman in Maryland who says that lottery numbers came to her in a dream has been playing those numbers ever since she had the dream, and she won $101,000.
Gosh. Like, why does that not happen to me? Like, how? Like, I sleep a lot, and nothing comes to me in my sleep. Like, oh, some great idea.
You do sleep a lot. I know. Once I had a song come to me while I was sleeping. It was When I Grow Up, our kids song.
Oh.
I woke up and recorded the chorus in my phone. I was like, when I grow up, I can be. And then I called Eric Paisley, and then we wrote the thing. But yeah, when I was sleeping, that happened. I kind of get my best ideas, or I just relax the most in the shower. Do you ever feel like in the shower, Amy, that like things come to you and you have a bit of clarity in the shower?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes. And that's like the worst place for me to get it because then I'm like wet. I don't have my phone. I can't. And I have to remember. So do you know what I do? I take my wedding ring and I move it to the other finger, the other hand, because that's not where it belongs, and it feels so uncomfortable and weird to me that by the time I get out and get dried off and everything, I'll look down and be like, okay, my wedding ring is on my other hand. That means I wanted to remember something that I thought about, and boom, it comes to me.
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah, because it's the only thing I have, like in the shower. Like if I don't have my phone or I can't do anything at the moment about remembering my thought, I instantly move my wedding ring. And then
I think a lot of people could do that to remind them something. That's good. I wish I were married. I would do that.
Well, yeah. Soon.
Soon. Thank you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So if you're over 30 years old, which is a lot of us, we need to be asking our doctor if we need to get a new booster shot because the anti-vaxxers have brought the measles back. You know, obviously measles, huge concern right now. But the vaccine was updated in 1989 after a few outbreaks. So if you were born before 89, you only got about half the dose. So we all need to go to the doctor.
That's weird. I don't like that. What's next? Polio? I gotta go get shot up for polio?
Well, maybe. Listen.
Are you gonna do that? Because this is a real thing.
This is a real thing. And it says, yes, the vaccine is really effective, but if you were born before 89, it emphasizes that we only got half the dose, so it might not be enough.
Well, I hope all these people that have been crying about not vaccinating their kids and not being vaccinated and enjoying that we're going through a big measles outbreak right now.
Yeah. I mean, we should just book a group appointment and all go.
I'm in.
Ooh, like a spa day? We get measles, we get mumps, we get everything shot into us. All right, what else, Amy?
So I have some, you know, different anxiety remedies that actually work because, you know, maybe you do really suffer from anxiety like legit, or sometimes you have circumstantial anxiety. Well, I have some tips if you're experiencing it. This stuff might help you. So first of all, it says make a fun playlist or joke list and have those on standby to use. And I was like, hello, morning corny.
Yeah, I don't think it's fair to say these are for sure remedies.
I know. I'm saying if it's circumstantial, sometimes we get anxiety or we get worked up or nervous about something, not like legit, like everyday, like stuff that you have to deal with, like when you can't sleep. But
no,
some
but
of
I'm going
to
say, even though for people to suffer for it, I don't think I know a single person that gets anxiety that can read a joke list and it actually make them better.
Okay. Well, it could help ease some of your symptoms by distracting you. Give your anxiety a name and talk to it. Like if you feel it coming on, start, you know, make it something that you can converse with and tell it to go away and like make it like a real thing. Take a cold shower because that can shock your system. And then it also says just like go outside, get in the fresh air. If it's sunny out, get some vitamin D and that can help just like naturally calm you. So there
I mean,
you go.
All those sound novel and cute.
Right. I know. But sometimes like what you need is like a legit medication possibly, or your anxiety blanket.
I can tell you for me, exercise works, but I don't think it's for everyone. I don't think there's a universal way to beat anxiety if you have it really bad.
Mm-hmm.
But if I go and just do some really strenuous exercise, it does help. But I don't do that at night when I'm going to sleep. But yeah, that anxiety, it's tricky. And if you've never actually had it, I don't think you quite understand the significance of your body not being able to slow down. Because you're just, your heart and your neck just pounds for no reason almost whatsoever. It's not even stress related sometimes. So, but I do have a joke. Why did the pirate cross the road? Okay.
So what's the answer?
Because there was an Arby's over there.
Oh, wow. You just made that up?
I did. I had nowhere to go with it. So I just did that.
Wait,
real quick.
You legit? That was off the dome?
Yeah. Well, I mean, sure. I don't know if that's a real joke.
Now it is.
Well, now it is. I'm going to have to borrow that.
Okay, go ahead. What's next?
Love it. Okay, so sleep is like a huge thing. I mean, sleep is so important. It's more important than eating right and exercise, if I had to put it in a certain order. But a survey was put out asking people what they would do for a perfect year of sleep. And I was like, oh, what? What is wrong with these people? They must really want to sleep. Some people said they would legit go to jail for a week if they could get 1 year of perfect sleep.
Well, if you promise me that
you would go to jail for a week?
Hold on.
I just feel like stuff you could experience in jail for a week would keep you up.
That's what I'm saying. Like, is it the penitentiary where I have a cellmate? Or am I just getting locked in for
county?
A week?
Are you going to have to hold somebody's pocket?
That's what I'm saying. Like, if it's none of that, I'll go lock myself up in jail for a week for a good year of sleep. But yeah, if I'm in and, you know, I'm with Herbie Big Hands, I'm not trying to.
Okay. Would you give up social media?
For how long?
You'd have to give it up for the year, but you would sleep good. You'd have perfect sleep, but no social media.
If I had this job, I couldn't do that.
Okay. What about give up sex for a year?
Yo, no problem. No problem. Nope. Done. How about 5 years? Done. Whatever.
Yeah. Okay.
Listen, I'm doing that and I'm still sleeping bad, so we're good.
Anyway, also, like, something to take away from this is just make sure that you're making sleep a priority in your life. Obviously, probably not going to go to jail and get perfect sleep, but...
Much like your first story, easier said than done.
I agree. I'm saying try to make it a priority. You know you can turn off that Netflix show earlier. You know you can schedule your day to try to make sure you're getting sleep in. You don't have to freak out and get that nighttime workout in if what you really need is sleep.
You know, I have so many friends that have sleep issues. I start to think about... I don't know that I know anyone that just goes to sleep and wakes up and just lives a productive, sleep-full night every night.
Yeah, because
maybe Lunchbox, because he sleeps all the time. But other than that, like, people just go to sleep and just have, oh, slept wonderfully. What's happening today?
Birds
That's a
are
rare
drooping.
Thing now. Yeah. Is that it, Amy?
Yeah, I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch stratacoaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
That world has eaten up and spit out a lot of young and attractive guys.
This is the story of one of fashion's dark secrets.
I was overwhelmed. Like, I had never seen anything like this.
At the height of Abercrombie and Fitch's success.
This was me being carefully manipulated.
Being lied to, tricked, and traded like a commodity.
Investigating allegations that would take me into a world of money, sex, and power. This is World of Secrets, Season 1, The Abercrombie Guys.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Dad deserves something really nice for Father's Day, but let's face it, we usually don't do it. Big gifts are for Mother's Day. Picking something up on the way is for Father's Day. Well, let's make Father's Day something this year with the Bartesian Cocktail Maker. It whips up over 60 premium cocktails on demand, each ready at the push of a button. And right now, you get $50 off the Bartesian Cocktail Maker when you buy one pack of Dad's favorite cocktail capsules. Dad will publicly love that you saved $50 on the countertop machine that crafts premium cocktails on demand. And he'll secretly love that you splurged on him for Father's Day with the gift of a Bartesian. Because the only thing that lets Dad know he's the world's number one dad better than a world's number one dad coffee mug is an artisan cocktail in his hand. Make Dad's Father's Day and Father's Day cocktails with all natural juices and bitters without making any mess at all. Visit bartesian.com/father to get $50 off the best premium cocktail maker for Dad at the best price for you. Bartesian. Premium cocktails on demand.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
A man in California was out for a walk when he walked by a body of water and he looks and he sees something floating in the water. And it's a puppy who had drowned. So he jumps in the water, grabs the puppy, and performs CPR on the dog for 7 minutes. And roof, roof, dog back to life.
Wow.
Wow.
7 minutes.
And just CPR on a dog.
Right.
All of that's crazy. Man, that's a good one. That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Over to Amy with the Morning Corny.
The Morning Corny.
How do you catch a whole school of fish?
How do you catch a whole school of fish?
With bookworms, duh.
Bookworms. That's pretty good. All right. That's pretty good. That'd be a good investigative corny. That was a good one. All right, there you go. That was a good one, though.
That was the morning corny.
So you pop your neck or you get your neck popped?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it feels so amazing when they do it.
I tell you, when I hurt myself doing Dancing with the Stars, they sent a guy to me when I hurt my shoulder. And he was cracking my back and my neck. Like, he's a chiropractor kind of guy. And he goes, hey, I'm going to crack your neck, but you need to know that you can have a stroke from this.
Hmm.
And
what?
I'm like, really? He goes, yeah, we have to say that legally. He said, it's never happened to me, but we have to say that because there's a lot of nerves. They know what they're doing, but I guess your body could not be prepared for that jolt. And so he did it. He popped it. Didn't really do much for me, but I didn't have a stroke. Okay, well, here's the story. This 28-year-old guy in Oklahoma suffered a stroke after popping his neck. He said the moment he heard the pop, everything on his left side started to go numb and he couldn't walk straight. His father-in-law rushed him to the hospital where they discovered that he popped his neck. When he did it, it ruptured his vertebral artery.
Oh, my goodness.
Which runs apparently from like the spine neck up into the brain.
Ugh.
So I'm just saying, anytime you're jerking something...
Mm-hmm.
Something crazy could happen, especially if you're jerking like your back or your neck. Because if one of those things don't land right, you're done.
Well, yeah. I mean, there are times when I'm laying there, I won't always do the neck pop if I'm at the chiropractor, but occasionally I just know the relief I feel from it. And I guess before they do it, I do have a moment in my head where I'm like, well... You know, this could be it.
This could be it.
This could be it. But I just trust them. So then I'm like, who cares? Like, I'm going to let them do it. Like, it's fine. But now, no way. I don't think I'm ever going to be able to do it again because this is a fresh story. I mean, give me another year, but.
Oh, you need a year to forget about this one?
Yeah.
Well, listen, he's 28 and it is in America and he had no medical history of it, anything wrong with him.
Wow.
He also, after that, had really, really painful hiccups for a week where he couldn't stop hiccuping it. And he was so messed up. They would go, and it would like. Stab him. It felt like stabbing.
Oh, gosh.
From popping his neck wrong. Well, there you go. There's a good morning story for you. Stop popping that neck.
Bobby Bones.
Yeah.
If you go to a long movie over 3 hours, do you think there should be an intermission?
Yes. I think about 15 minutes would be good. Everybody could go to the bathroom, stretch their legs, make a phone call, check their texts, go back into the movie, be good to go.
Well, everyone says that Avengers Endgame, since it's over 3 hours... that they don't want to miss anything and they got to pee at some point during the movie.
Yeah.
So because the movie is so big, people are starting to discuss now, should over 3 hour movies have an intermission? Lunchbox?
No, because what's going to happen is people are going to get up, they're going to go to the bathroom, then it's going to take them a while to settle in, there's going to be chatter, you're going to still be on your phone when the movie starts back up. It's going to be a big distraction. Hey, if you can't hold your bladder, that's your problem. Get up and go in the middle of the movie.
Hmm. You know, I tend to agree with Lunchbox. I pee before the movie starts.
Yeah. Well,
and it's on me if I got to pee to get up and then get back.
If you go to a play that's 3 hours, you have an intermission.
But you plan ahead. You can drink more at a play. You know your intake levels when you're going into a movie. Okay, it's 2 hours, 45 minutes, 3 hours, and 3.5 hours. I can't drink this whole soda or else I'm going to have to pee, so I'm not going to drink it.
But at the play, people have no problem doing the intermission, getting back to their seat, and not getting back on their phone.
Well, okay, at a play, though, people really don't have the option to get up unless they're like pooping their pants.
True.
So, and just reading it, thinking about it, 60% of people say no, but I was a bit surprised that 40% said yeah, that they could use an intermission. I feel like if you're going to a movie, you know what you're getting yourself into. It's like going on a road trip. Who wants to go on a road trip with somebody 90 minutes into it, it's got to go pee-pee?
Well, don't go anywhere with me.
My wife.
Yeah. I mean, come on.
I still have not seen Avengers. I think I'm going to get to see it on Saturday. I'm pretty packed up until Saturday. But I think I'm going to be able to carve out a little time and go watch it Saturday. I'm just avoiding spoilers like crazy, which is so hard to do because it's basically every story on the internet now. Between that and Game of Thrones, I'm just avoiding spoilers like crazy. And for something this big, I don't think that you have to not talk about what happens at the end of the show. Like if it's a cultural moment, I think it's almost okay to post what happens because you have a thought on it. Like the Super Bowl. The game's over, talk about it. Big sporting event. A finale of a show. Those are things that I think you kind of have the right to talk about almost immediately publicly. Would you agree with that, Amy, or no?
Yeah, I think that's fair.
So, I'm avoiding it, but I do understand if I get caught, then you know what? That's on me because I couldn't get there in time.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch stratacoaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
An October morning in a quiet suburb in a town in Scotland. A man is walking his dog when suddenly shots are fired from a car. The man falls to the ground and the car speeds off. An ordinary residential area, but extraordinary things happen in ordinary places.
The instinct right away was it was a political thing.
We're talking about Russian-trained, high-ranking officer in the Secret Service.
An Assassin Comes to Town, a 6-part podcast. Available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Dad deserves something really nice for Father's Day, but let's face it, we usually don't do it. Big gifts are for Mother's Day. Picking something up on the way is for Father's Day. Well, let's make Father's Day something this year with the Bartesian Cocktail Maker. It whips up over 60 premium cocktails on demand, each ready at the push of a button. And right now, you get $50 off the Bartesian Cocktail Maker when you buy 1 pack of Dad's favorite cocktail capsules. Dad will publicly love that you saved $50 on the countertop machine that crafts premium cocktails on demand. And he'll secretly love that you splurged on him for Father's Day with the gift of a Bartesian. Because the only thing that lets Dad know he's the world's number one dad better than a world's number one dad coffee mug is an artisan cocktail in his hand. Make Dad's Father's Day and Father's Day cocktails with all natural juices and bitters without making any mess at all. Visit bartesian.com/father to get $50 off the best premium cocktail maker for Dad at the best price for you. Bartesian. Premium cocktails on demand.
The Bobby Bones Show.
I'll play you a clip from a classic TV show. It's all catchphrases. You name the show. Here's the example. This was the one we did before break. Go ahead. And that would be Home Improvement. That's Tim Taylor. All right. Ready, Amy.
Yes, ready.
I don't have a bunch of these, so yeah, we'll go around the room. We'll do it like this. Okay, Amy, ready? Here we go. Number one.
Marsha, Marsha, Marsha.
The Brady Bunch.
Correct. Lunchbox.
Yep.
Number two.
Hey, what is going on here?
Name that classic TV catchphrase. Play it one more time, Raimundo.
Hey, what is going on here?
Mm-hmm. It's kind of tough.
I've never heard that in my life. I'll just guess Full House.
No, I'm sorry. Play it again, Raimundo.
Hey, what is going on here?
Oh, I got it.
Eddie, who is that?
Okay, I know now. Mr. Belden.
Yeah, Saved by the Bell.
Saved by the Bell. All right, Lunchbox has been eliminated. Eddie, we're going over to you. This is more of your era of TV. All right,
so it's really old. Okay.
What you talking about, Willis?
All right, yes. So what you talking about, Willis? Play it again.
What you talking about, Willis?
Really fantastic show from the late 70s, early 80s when Eddie was in college. All right,
no,
Eddie.
No, stop. Different Strokes.
Right. Good.
What you talking about, Willis? I love that.
Amy.
Ready.
This one's tough.
This is a big one. You hear that, Elizabeth? I'm coming to join you, honey.
Oh. I'm going to play it again. It's tough. Here we go.
This is a big one. You hear that, Elizabeth? I'm coming to join you, honey.
Oh. Like Sanford and Son?
Correct.
Wow, Amy. Good guess.
These are classic TV show catchphrases. Eddie, you're still in it. You ready?
Come on.
Again, from your era of television. Here we go.
Dynamite!
Yeah. I think I got it.
Do it again.
Dynamite!
Yeah, sometimes, like Sunday mornings, I watch this. It's good times.
Yes!
That's JJ.
That's right. Amy, ready? This one's almost impossible. I don't think there's any way you get this, but let's give it a run.
Kiss my grits!
What?
Kiss my grits. Go ahead, play it again.
Kiss my grits!
Yeah, I don't think you've ever seen this show. I watched it, but I don't think you've ever seen it. Nope. Alice. Oh. They worked at a diner. Eddie for the win. Are you ready?
Come
Classic
on.
TV shows. Name the catchphrase. Here we go.
Book 'em, Dano.
Book 'em, Dano.
Ooh.
Book 'em, Dano. Play it again, please.
Book 'em, Dano.
For the win.
I'm between Chips and I don't even know the name of that. Chips.
Chips.
Yeah.
Show me Chips.
Yeah.
What?
Oh.
5-0.
Hawaii
5-0.
That's the other one.
Yeah.
All right. We have one left. Amy and Eddie, I'm going to play it both. If you know it, say your name. Here we go.
Nanu.
Amy.
You don't know it.
Yeah,
There's
I do.
No way
yes,
know
I do.
No,
yes,
don't.
I do. Yes, I do.
Eddie
Shop. I do.
Why are you distracting me? It's Robin Williams.
Time. Eddie. Hey, let's play it one more time.
I didn't get it. It's Robin Williams.
Nanu.
Bones, she really helped me when she said Robin Williams. Yeah. I had something else. That is Mork and Mindy.
Oh, there you go. There's our winner. There he goes.
I thought it was Fantasy Island. I thought it was the plane.
Oh. No, it was, Mork and Mindy. Crap.
Why did you yell out and help him, Amy?
I didn't know that was helping him. I thought he already knew it, and I thought if I said it out loud, it would help me think of it, but.
Woo!
Eddie, congratulations, buddy.
Thanks, Bones. That's awesome.
You like that game or no?
Yeah.
Hey, kiss my grits.
It's hard, though, a little bit.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
I saw this story on the internet. Oh, man. It was tough not to cry. This woman, Tinny Davidson, 88 years old, has lived near a high school for the past 12 years. And every morning, she'd sit at her window and wave to the students passing by on their way to school. Every day for 12 years. She developed a friendship with a lot of the students, and some would come visit her. She's actually moving into an assisted living home this week. So, last week, hundreds of students carrying signs and flowers walked together to her home, stood on her lawn, and then blew her a big collective kiss as she looked on from the porch. She sat on a chair. Yep.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
Yeah, that's good. That's good stuff.
She was pulling back the tears. She waved back one final time. The video is crazy. Oh, it's so good. It was so touching. And I saw it and wanted to share it this morning because that's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch stratacoaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
A collision between a Chinese jet and an American spy plane.
He came and rammed into our left wing.
With relations increasingly strained, what are the chances of things spinning out of control?
The Western world was asleep.
I'm Gordon Carrera. I'll be exploring the friction in this most important of relationships and asking, has the West taken its eye off the ball?
You cannot ignore China.
From BBC Radio 4, this is Shadow War, China and the West. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Dad deserves something really nice for Father's Day, but let's face it, we usually don't do it. Big gifts are for Mother's Day. Picking something up on the way is for Father's Day. Well, let's make Father's Day something this year with the Bartesian Cocktail Maker. It whips up over 60 premium cocktails on demand, each ready at the push of a button. And right now, you get $50 off the Bartesian Cocktail Maker when you buy one pack of Dad's favorite cocktail capsules. Dad will publicly love that you saved $50 on the countertop machine that crafts premium cocktails on demand. And he'll secretly love that you splurged on him for Father's Day with the gift of a Bartesian. Because the only thing that lets Dad know he's the world's number one dad better than a world's number one dad coffee mug is an artisan cocktail in his hand. Make Dad's Father's Day and Father's Day cocktails with all natural juices and bitters without making any mess at all. Visit bartesian.com/father to get $50 off the best premium cocktail maker for Dad at the best price for you. Bartesian. Premium cocktails on demand.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come, Bobby.
Today's National Foster Care Day, and Eddie, our video producer, has two kids of his own, and he's fostered two children. And so I guess I'm just kind of wondering what's up, Eddie.
Man, it's been going really, really well. I feel like my wife and I are finally, we got a groove on things. We have challenging days, but overall, it's really well. And something happened the other day, Bones, that was like, oh my gosh, I think like I am finally feeling the reward in this. Like, we went out to eat and at Cracker Barrel, and we took all the kids. It's me, my wife, my two kids, and our two foster children. And we're all sitting there, and the server just did her job. But at the end of the meal, she says, I just want to tell you guys, your kids are just the most well-behaved kids ever. They did so good, and I'm impressed. And I was like, wow, like that is the biggest compliment you could give me right now, because I care so much about that. I don't like bad manners. I like our kids to be respectful. And we've had a little bit of problems with that just in general with my kids and one of our foster kids. And it's just like the fact that she said that, like, wow, that's thank you for the best compliment right now. I loved it.
Have you seen the older foster kid change?
So much. So much. And it's really just us kind of treating them or him the same way that I've treated my kids equally. And now we're all just on the same page. Because before, when he got there, it's like you have to understand that they came from a different environment. So we don't really want to jar them with like, whoa, I'm going to move into this house and have this kind of lifestyle now. So it was a slow process, but now we're at the point where, oh man, like, all right, he is at the same level as we are. And now we're all just kind of acting the normal way that we normally would.
Isn't it crazy that if you just give somebody a little love?
That's it. Mm-hmm. That's what it is, Bones. It's just a little bit of love goes a long way. And I can definitely see it in both of these kids. And it's that simple, the way you just put it.
Well, I think that's awesome. And today's National Foster Care Day.
And actually, May is Foster Care Month.
Boom.
Wow.
So there you go.
And why did you guys foster children?
You know, my wife has worked in child protective in Texas. She worked there for a few years, and she's always wanted to adopt. But I was just never at that level with her. Like I wasn't really ready for that step. But we were at church one day and they started talking about fostering, and so a couple people came up and started telling stories about it, and I just gave me the idea of, well, like, let's try it. We're blessed with a good home, we're blessed with a good family, like, let's give it a shot. And then here we are, we're doing it.
Good for you, man.
Thank you, Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
I was reading this story because the FDA put out new warnings about sleeping pills, and I haven't taken a sleeping pill in probably 2 years now. But I was taking them every night for a while. Not a good place to be. Amy, you ever take a sleep pill?
I have. Well, but they don't really work well with me. It was when my mom was in hospice and my sister and I were not sleeping. And our doctor was like, hey, y'all really need to get rest during this time. It's going to get crazy. So please sleep. I took a sleeping pill and it did not help me.
Like, it didn't work?
It didn't work. Like, the only thing, then he moved me. That's when he moved me to Xanax. That's the only thing that would, like, quiet my mind and give me peace and, like, sleep. Like, a sleeping pill, I did not get good rest on it.
The FDA has put out a new warning. Concern that these medications may cause complex sleep behaviors, including unknowingly engaging in activities that you normally shouldn't be doing while asleep.
Huh.
And in some cases, the results were fatal. One time I took a sleeping pill, and I texted this girl, and I made out with her, and then I didn't remember it the next day.
Fatal.
well, no, not fatal. Maybe she could have stabbed me, I guess, afterward. I remember getting home and kind of remembering it. One time I went to work, came to work, and I told you I drove home, put my gas tank in, drove off with the gas tank. It was because I was on sleeping pills. Like, that stuff messes with your mind.
That is not good.
In a lot of cases, these patients had no clue what they were doing while they were asleep. And someone had to tell them when they woke up. So I got off because I did not like what it was making me. I could feel me being wired differently in my brain. But I have some friends still who take sleeping pills every night, which is crazy. Eddie, ever taken one? Lunchbox, you ever taken one?
Nope.
No need for me.
Well, let me recommend everyone not to do it. I did it because I felt like I needed to. I wrote my whole first book about me trying to get off sleeping pills. It was a struggle. Struggle to get on, struggle to use them, struggle to get off. But I have not touched one since. But I saw that today. And I was like, holy cow. Amy, do you even have any?
Sleeping pills?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. If I do, it's an old bottle. I may have some of the original left over. Like, I tried it like two nights in a row. I had a whole bottle. So maybe.
Can you hook it up?
Sure.
All right. Bobby Bone, come on. There's a podcast called Get Real with Caroline Hobby, and she talks to a lot of wives and fiancés of country stars. And so on this episode, which is really good, Amy, you should go listen to it, she talks to Nicole Hawking. Do you know who that is?
No.
It's Luke Combs' fiancé.
Now I do, yes. Okay.
Okay, so Nicole, who's Luke's fiancé, was talking about how her and Luke met at a songwriters festival in Florida. Here you go.
We were leaving like a songwriter showcase and he was just walking by himself on the street. And I'm like, it's like five of us all hanging out. And I'm like, hey, you want to come like hang out with us? And he was like, yeah, sure. We started hanging out and I was like, okay, you're an angel. Like, you're not like every other guy that I've been seeing in Nashville.
So just walking down the street. I walk down the street all the time.
That does not happen to you. You're not giving off those angel vibes.
I guess not. So Nicole says that Luke Combs is a great cook. Here.
Did he cook for you?
Yeah, he cooks.
He does?
Amazing.
What does he like to cook?
I mean, we cook tacos like more than the average human. Honestly, anything. He makes a really good deer spaghetti.
Yum.
Like, really good.
This podcast is called Get Real with Caroline Hobby. What?
Did she say deer spaghetti?
Well, yeah, it's just like using the venison.
Oh, like venison. Okay.
Oh, deer. Okay, got it. I'm writing a letter.
Oh, like deer spaghetti. I write to you today from... No. Like deer... I mean, what does your husband cook?
He grills. He's a griller. Like, if he's contributing to the meal, it's done outside on the grill. Like a fish or a steak or a chicken.
What do you contribute?
Like everything else, any of the sides, any of the, like salad.
No, just generally though.
When cooking?
Yeah.
Oh, I make us all the other stuff, like any of the vegetables that we're going to eat. I don't really eat a lot of the meat, but I'll make him chicken or whatever if he can't grill. Like in the winter months when it's like he can't go outside, I take care of his meat.
That a girl. Only in the winter?
He would prefer to grill it himself, right, if he could.
You know what happened with Amy on that segment, that little clip there, is that as soon as she said it, she was like, great. And then she backed away from the microphone.
Yes, because like I said it and then I was like, that just did not, I know these guys, they're going to take that the wrong way.
We didn't say anything.
I've worked with y'all for too long to know that if I just try to say something that's normal.
Normal? I take care of his meat?
In the winter months.
poor guys all summer long, like, man.
It's a drought.
See? Y'all are doing it. It's y'all. Ugh. Anyway, I contribute a lot. He would not get vegetables if it was not for me.
I go a bit without eating vegetables, too. Like, I'm okay without vegetables. I shouldn't be. But as long as I can feel full, I have this problem when I eat that I have to feel so full before I'm done. And it's such an American thing where I'm just like, I have to almost not be able to button my pants up.
Yeah.
And I'll even do it. Yeah. It's just not good. By the way, we're talking about this new Get Real podcast with Caroline Hobby. Here is Nicole, who is Luke Combs' fiance, talking about how Luke proposed to her.
Well, these are cute. Like, that's so nice. Thank you. And then he's like, I also got this for you, and pulls out the ring. And I was just like, And then I blacked out. I don't remember anything. And he like did the whole thing, got down on one knee. And we're in our kitchen at this point. Apparently the first thing I said was, my ears are hot. I was like, what? I didn't even say yes. Like, and he's just like, And I'm like, well, yes, but my ears are hot. Like, what's going on? Like,
what she was talking about the first of that clip was she, Luke got her a bunch of cat collars for cats, and then he pulled out a ring. One other clip, Nicole talked about how she knew Luke Combs was the one.
It's just I saw the way he treated me and other people, and I was like, my heart is yours forever. You know? I don't know if he has, like, that defining moment, but just when I saw, like, how he treated him and his family and his mom, I was just like, I'm sold. Signed, sealed, delivered. I'm yours.
Cute. There you go. Amy, how did you know your husband was the one?
I mean, listen, so when I was younger, this is going to be weird, but he was friends with my sister. I always looked up to him as someone like that was older than me, my sister's friend, like he would never date me kind of thing. So like I was probably way already, like I had years since I was like 8 years old of probably being into him and then kind of forgot about him later in life. But I knew he could be the one. And I just felt, honestly, he surprised me with the proposal, though. It was kind of like when he asked me to marry him. I was like, well, okay, this could work.
Mm-hmm. This could work?
Yes, because I was so shocked. He proposed so early, but he said he knew. I knew probably right when we started dating that I could marry him. But I didn't know we were going to move that fast. Because like I said, I knew all about him when we were younger. Like I was very into him in all kinds of ways. But I just never thought and we would ever date. Like, I was the annoying little sister. Like, but then I grew up.
But back then, were you into him in the summer, too, or just winter?
All months.
All months, okay. Listen, everyone. Here's the deal. Rude. There is a new episode of Get Real with Caroline Hobby. We're playing clips from that. She's talking to Luke Combs' fiance. It really is a fantastic podcast. And to listen to a podcast, basically, all you have to do is have a computer or a phone, and it's free. You can go to iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Type in Get Real. I don't know what you're doing today, but why don't you take a second and check that out. You'll like that. Go.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Joy there Williams. She
is. Joy Williams is coming. Hey, guys. Come on in here. Good to see you, Joy.
How are you?
Good. Amy was... This is Amy. I know you guys haven't met.
No. Hi.
Joy,
hi.
Amy, Joy.
Hey.
Amy was trying to do your voice.
Mm-hmm. Oh, how'd it go?
Not well. No.
She do what you were doing.
Just close.
She was like, how did she get so high?
Hey.
But it's like so beautiful and high, and like I couldn't quite look like I was like just grasping for air.
That's what I call the butt squeeze moment. Where you're like, you just.
Oh, gotta, is that the trick?
Yeah, it's partly.
Okay.
Partly.
Try it with the butt squeeze.
Yeah.
Just close your eyes.
See?
A little higher.
You better?
You got there a little bit.
Joy, how are you?
I'm all right. It's good to see you. I haven't seen you since the podcast.
Yeah, Joy came over and we did a Bobby cast, and that was really good. I felt like we became long lost friends after that.
I know. Yeah. I've missed you.
Yeah,
like,
thank you.
I come bearing vinyl.
Is that from your... By the way, the record came out Friday, so check it out. It's called Front Porch, and that is actually one of my favorite songs on the record. If never you find what you're looking video is so good.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Come on back to the Let's start where, because I think Amy's new to this.
Yep.
Amy learned that when you were in the Civil Wars with this song, I think, which a lot of America did, which is... Safe and Sound, because we were big Hunger Games fans.
Oh, yeah. We, like, read all the books.
Dude, I was the same.
Oh, did you read the books?
Oh, all of them. Like, I went on a vacation and read, like, two of them. I didn't really say hi to anybody on that vacation, but it was a great read.
But did you do it because you were doing a song for the movie?
No. That was just, like, a super total fluke that was happening. I mean, we were in L.A., the Civil Wars. We had a show at the Wiltern, and Taylor and I had been texting that
Taylor
day.
Swift, by the way, she's so cool. She calls Taylor just by a name.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, T. It was T. Miles, my son, calls her Auntie Tay Tay. But I mean, we were just texting and she said, hey, wait, are you in L.A.? Oh, I'm in L.A. and I've got to work on this. Do you want to do this with? And so we literally wrote that song with T-Bone at his studio in wrote it and recorded it in under 3 hours and had it because we had to get back to soundcheck for a show. So it all happened in very much in a serendipitous way.
And then it was the song.
And then it was a song.
Then it was the song.
Yes.
What's it like writing with Taylor?
Really easy. She's such a great writer, as we all know. And it, you know, when you're writing with friends, I mean, it's just like sitting down to dinner with, you know, a good pal, you know. It doesn't feel like a first date. Like you're just able to talk about life and the lyrics can come really easily. And then we've got like T-Bone Burnett playing guitar that doesn't suck. So
how did you and Taylor Swift become friends?
Man.
Just in town?
Yeah, just in town through the music. I mean, it's amazing how music can make friends. And
And that's kind of what happened with us too. It just slowly over time, she got to know what kind of music I was making in the Civil Wars. And we just became fast friends at that point.
Can I ask if you guys to play like a verse and a chorus of that, Safe and Sound?
Yeah.
Do you guys know that one?
Yeah. Yes, we have.
I don't know, Joy.
I just had a scotia of a feeling that you might have asked for this.
You never know.
Well, we're on the same wavelength.
Joy Williams is here. By the way, her album is out today called Front Porch. It came out on Friday. And so we'll go back before we play something new and play a little Safe and Sound here. Hey, guys. So because of licensing rules, we can't play anything with music on this iHeartRadio channel or podcast anymore. But you can go to BobbyBones.com to see it. We hate that we had to take it down. It wasn't our decision, but just wanted to keep you up, and we wanted to keep up as much as possible. So go to BobbyBones.com to watch or hear whatever you're missing right now, and thank you for listening to the show, and sorry about all the legal stuff. Mr. Bobby Bones. How good is that? Come on. Wow.
So good.
That's awesome. Look at that. Joy Williams is here. Her record came out on Friday, and I'm a massive fan. So much so that I don't want to get too in the weeds, but the rumor was that you learned to sing from birds.
I love that this is the story, and I don't want to dispel the myth because I really like that, but it's a little bit more like my mom outside, and that was kind of we didn't have a lot of money where I grew up. I was born in Michigan, and we lived out in the woods, and we didn't have a whole lot, so we would go out and take these nature walks, and my mom, who also sang, taught me how to just... She called it active listening, and so I learned how to harmonize from my mom and the birds.
And that's why her voice is so bird perfect.
Oh, I don't know about perfect, but she learned. I'll pay you later, Bobby.
It's like, what's the guy's name? Dr. Doolittle. You're like Dr.
Doolittle
of singers.
Dr. Doolittle of singers?
Yes.
I'm going to make a business card and put that on there.
Joy Williams is here. Record's out. When we cross over. This is called Be With You.
Yeah.
This is a good one.
Thank you.
Tell me about this one.
Oh, man.
It sounds to me like a song we sing at church.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
When I was listening to a lot of Patsy Cline at the time, and I just thought, man, it'd be really fun to take my own spin on what it's like to write something that kind of sways like this. And then, relationships have ups and downs, and it's that moment of like, even though we're in a tough spot, I really want to... We're going to lean in. We're going to make this work, and I believe in us. And so that's what that song's about. Fun.
We tried and we tried. You also have a song called Preacher's Daughter, which you were a minister's daughter.
Yes.
What was that like doing music? Because I know for a long time you were a Christian artist. You won a lot of awards, a lot of Dove Awards.
I got nominated. I was once a bridesmaid, never a bride.
Oh, really?
Sir.
Yeah. That's the right award, right? Dove Awards?
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Never won those. Got nominated a lot, but...
You didn't win a Dove Award, but you won 3 Grammys? What were they... How much did they miss out on that?
Well, I don't... I like the Grammys. They make really good bookends, and I'm really proud of them. But being a preacher's daughter was, it was a... It had its ups and downs, but my dad passed away from cancer, and I remember wanting to write a song about him, and I just couldn't for a couple of years. And then finally one day it was like one total download, and like 3 hours I had 3 pages of lyrics, and then brought it to the most amazing writer, Liz Rose, and Natalie Hemby as well, and finally was able to write a song about my dad and me.
Wow. On your Instagram, you had asked a question, and you said, hey, what song reminds you of home?
Yeah, do you have one?
Yeah, I actually do. As you know, I'm a super fan. And what is yours, by the way?
I think I was thinking about this, and I think that I would have to say, because I grew up in, I ended up moving out to Northern California, and my dad being also a preacher's son, we were not really allowed to listen to a lot of music, and he wasn't either, but his big rebellion was the Beach Boys. So God Only Knows by the Beach Boys always actually reminds me of home.
Yeah. God only knows what yeah. That's awesome. Amy, what about you? What song reminds you of home?
I have to go George Strait, Amarillo by Morning.
Because?
Anything George Strait really reminds me of home and childhood.
That's awesome.
This happens to be my favorite one. Like, repeat when we were kids.
And is this your favorite song from George Strait?
Yes, hands down. It's just what
I've got. I was thinking about mine.
Yeah, what's yours?
Well, it's just like, what reminds me of home? Probably Colin Ray, Little Rock. because this is right when I was a kid, this 90s country. And also the fact that we in Arkansas got mentioned in the song was so cool to us.
It
didn't matter what it's about. It didn't matter if he's struggling in Little Rock.
But the shout out. Right? The shout out.
And Little Rock got two shout outs in two different songs, Reba and Colin Ray. Little Rock. I mean, both of them. So that's a big deal to us.
It is.
So I'd listen to Kiss of 96 and Colin Ray would come on and everybody in the state would be like, that's
my time.
He's talking about us. He's talking about us. Yeah, that one reminds me of home. I don't know why I held it all inside. Do you guys want to play another song? Will you play a full song?
Yeah.
Can I request any song that I want?
Yes, you may. We're trained professionals here.
Okay. By the way, Joy Williams is here. Her record came out on Friday. This is the first week it's been out, so this is like when all the sales and streams. Like this is the big week. Big launch
the big week.
This is the big launch week.
It's the big week.
I like this song called "When Does a Heart Move On."
Oh, that's a sad one.
I know. I
you
am
like
so
the sad
drawn
one.
To
he
sad.
Loves, I know. Loves. This when I said I come bearing vinyl, I didn't even mean mine, even though I did. But like this one, I got you because we talked last time on the podcast.
That's not you.
No, I got you a little gift because you and I both were like, we love the Boohooey.
Can I open it now? Songs.
Yeah, go for it.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I'm always weird of people opening gifts in front of me because I'm like, there's that vulnerable moment where you have
what
to.
What if you hate it?
I know. I'm going to do the worst
what
fake face ever.
What if you hate it?
Let's see. Here.
I secretly hope you might. No, I don't. I think you're going to like it.
Oh, this is awesome. I love it.
I thought you might.
Yeah, it's REM Automatic for the People.
That's right.
You know what's on this, Eddie?
Yes. It's Everybody Hurts.
Yes!
Yeah, of course.
You named it.
Track 4.
That was what we talked about that on the podcast.
That's probably the song I've listened to the most, period, in my life. With stream because that's just my song.
I know, like you. This is where you and I have like a little golden thread between us because I have. It's the same thing. I put it on. I'm like, someone gets me.
I really appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Look at that. And Man on the Moon is one of my favorite songs of all time.
So good.
Too.
So good.
Yeah. Have you seen? Have you seen Man on the Moon? First of all, with Jim Carrey being Andy Kaufman.
Yes.
Have you seen the Netflix special where Jim Carrey does a documentary about his time being Andy Kaufman?
Where he kind of almost lost his marbles? Yeah. Yes.
It's so good.
It is. It is. Jim Carrey's, I can't even imagine going to the depths that he went to for that character.
He's probably in the depths. He probably lives in the depths. Like you have to kind of be crazy to create crazy.
I suppose so, but you know, pot calling kettle, so I'm, you know.
I agree.
It must take a little crazy for me to notice the crazy in him.
Joy Williams is here, and I want to hear this song, because...
When does a heart move?
Oh, it's so sad. It makes me, I love sad music.
I
Are
do
we gonna
too.
Cry?
You might. I'm gonna be happy. I'm gonna dance. I'm gonna get up and do the jive.
Sad songs bring him to life, and then I'm over here
and you're
crying.
Over here like, where's the Kleenex? I need the click. Did I wear waterproof mascara today?
Don't play Preacher's Daughter on.
I cry every time at the bridge. Like, it does not matter. It like any show I do, I get choked up, and it's. So yes, I hear you.
Well,
on
it's
that.
Super special.
Well, thank you.
I want to come back to that point because I don't want to interrupt this flow. But I want about you crying at the same point of a song because Elvis used to do that.
Yeah, but it wasn't rehearsed for him. It's like I can't help it.
It wasn't rehearsed.
Yeah,
he couldn't help it. They did a whole scientific. There's a podcast with the guy who wrote Outliers, Malcolm Gladwell, where he gets Jack White on it and he goes, "Hey, you try it too." And they couldn't get through the song. It kept bringing up a memory with Elvis every single time.
Whoa.
And they never found an audio recording of him.
Not.
Ever able to complete the song without like breaking up, either laughing or crying, ever.
Whoa.
Because something triggered every single time.
Yeah, that's Preacher's Daughter is that way. And now, I mean, so is When Does a Heart Move On too.
I mean, oh, and of course I requested it. Great.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, no, we'll get through it. We'll get through it. And this one's, I loved writing this one. It was a heartache to write it, but it felt... I think that's the thing. When you get to sit down and write a song, what a gift it is, you know? And you get to sit down with other people and talk about real life experiences. And that's like the only way that I know how to write is if I feel like it's true to me or has been true to me at a different point in time. So it can hopefully be true for other people. So this one's out.
Taking
When Does a Heart Move On?
All right, Joy Williams is here. All right, whenever you guys are ready. Come on. Tell me she wasn't trained by birds. I won't believe you. I won't believe you.
Joy Williams, trained by birds.
Wow. Joy Williams is here. And the record is out now, which is called Front Porch. And you're a treat.
Thank you.
You're a real treat.
Thank you, sir. It's good to see you, my friend.
Good to see you, too.
And I'm so glad we finally got to hang.
Oh, yeah. And I have Joy tattooed on my wrist.
You do?
Yeah.
What's the story?
I told her we met, and she did that.
Yeah. I knew you were coming in, and I was
that is super fan status.
I just, you know, my mom, when she was battling cancer, her motto was choose joy. So my sister and I had Joy in our mom's handwriting tattooed on her wrist, so it was a constant reminder to choose joy.
That's gonna make me cry because that's what my dad said too, and he was battling cancer too.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
Well, I'm sure similarly they knew where their joy came from. So yeah. They were just very intentional about making sure.
Yeah. That, yeah. It's amazing. I love that you have that on your wrist.
Yeah.
You can follow Joy at Joy_Williams. Two underscores, by the way.
Yes, yes.
Wait, the Joy underscore was already taken?
It was. Joy Williams is kind of, you know, there's a few of us.
Two underscores. Joy, a few two of underscores us. Williams.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Well, I'm so glad that you have new music because I'm a massive fan.
Thank you.
I think the first time we ever talked was when I was on Dancing with the Stars.
That's right.
We
were on total DM. Yeah. I was like, how's it going? Waiting for hours in your trailer. I know how that goes. It's the hurry up and wait.
It is. And then you dance.
Yes, you do. And you did. You came and you conquered.
Yep. And I would listen. You know what I listened to? I told you this, and I haven't thought about this since last time we talked. I would listen to your record. Which song would I listen to? This. Because this was out. This was one of the first tracks. Yeah. And I would listen to this laying in my trailer, getting pumped up.
Like, I would listen to, like, Sabotage by the Beastie Boys to get, like, amped. But I love that you listened to The Trouble With One.
Yeah, and that's what it was. I was like, I posted the song and tagged you.
Yes.
And you hit me back, and I was like, oh, I'm just getting pumped up with my dance tonight. That's what it was.
Things I've never heard before. Uh-huh.
Well, Joy, good to see you.
You too. Thanks for having me on.
Check out the record, and I will take my vinyl home and play Everybody Hurts now on another device.
Yes, you will.
All right. Thank you, Joy. Bobby Bone, come on. These thieves stole a 700-pound Pepsi vending machine. I wonder what you do with that. You can't take it to a pawn shop, right?
No, I mean, well, I think people might wonder. It'd be really easy to track you down.
Washington's Pro Performance Lube Center in Spokane Valley had surveillance footage, and two guys tipped the 700-pound machine over, laid it into the back of a pickup truck, then grabbed the bottom of it and pushed it up, and then drove it away. And they found it, but it was destroyed. And maybe they were just doing it to beat it up?
Yeah, it was just, like, fun for them.
Like, is that something you guys would have done, Lunchbox's kids?
Yeah, that would have been kind of fun if you could get a vending machine. I don't know if I'd have beaten it up, but just to put it in your house would be awesome to be able to say, hey, you want a Pepsi? Put in 50 cents. Well, I guess they're a dollar now. They're a lot more. That's back in the day. Sorry, guys. I'm old. And that would be so cool. Like, we stole, like, Taco Cabana is a restaurant in Texas, and we stole one of the tables because they always had beer labels on them. We stole one of those in college because we wanted one.
How?
Drive up to the patio, pick it up, stick it in the back of the truck, and go. I mean, it's pretty easy.
Oh.
Yeah, I figured that'd be a story right up Lunchbox's alley. Let's go. What's going on today, Amy?
Well, I got some podcast stuff to do today, and I have a new, speaking of today, I have a new Q&A episode that's up. So if people want to answers to questions, that'll be there. And then just hanging out with the kids today and maybe find a Mother's Day gift for my mother-in-law because I got to put that in the mail like today so she'll get it in time.
Yeah, that's a thing.
Yeah, it's a thing.
A Mother's Day gift for your mother-in-law.
Yes.
I have a podcast meeting today, speaking of that, with Kelly from Velvet's Edge. She also has a good podcast. I'm going to go through that with her. Are we talking with Jay from Rascal Flatts? I think possibly. Well, it's on my calendar for today. But at some point, Jay DeMarcus, he wrote a book, and he's promoting his book. And did you see the story, Amy, where he said he gave up a baby for adoption?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, and I think he just revealed it in his book. Those books will get you, man. When I did my first book, I was revealing all kinds of stuff. But maybe have a podcast with him. I'm going to have a dinner tonight about a project that I have coming up. But it's a pretty busy day. Got back into town. And, you know, I think today I'll just work a lot, you know?
Yeah, why not?
I'll switch it up. Why not? Yeah. Lunchbox, what's going on?
Man, I got to do some laundry. I got a lot of dirty clothes from traveling, so I got to wash my clothes. I need some underwear. I've been wearing them inside out. So I got to do that, take a nap, and, you know, maybe try to catch up on my shows. I haven't seen Survivor from last week or The Challenge, so, I mean, I need to get caught up.
I was with someone, Lunchbox, I was thinking about you because she loves The Challenge.
See? She's a smart woman.
And she was like, I've seen every season. There have been 700 seasons. She's like, and I'll watch it until I die. And I was like, yeah, you sound like Lunchbox. And so she works in media, and I asked her if she knew Johnny Bananas.
Yep.
And she was like, I've interviewed him a couple times. He's a nice guy.
See? Johnny Bananas is a good dude. I'm telling you.
She was like, he was one of the first guys to actually use reality television as a career. And he kind of knows that it's a joke and just plays along with it.
Oh, he's like a trailblazer.
Ooh.
Lunchbox, he's not, so, like, your goal.
He is a trailblazer. I'm telling you guys, he did. He said, this is my, like, I can use this and make money the rest of my life and never have a real job. And he's doing a great job of it, and he is amazing at it.
There you go. Lunchbox loves this guy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think would be his first dude kiss if Johnny Bananas would be up for it.
Yeah. Would you dude kiss him?
Like, what do you mean? On the cheek?
No, on the mouth.
Ooh, I'd have to think about it.
You kiss your dad on the mouth.
Yeah, like all the time.
Yeah, I do kiss my dad on the mouth, but that's my dad. I used
Who's hotter, Johnny Bananas or your dad?
I have no idea.
Okay.
Fair questions.
You guys tell me. You guys are the ones that always tell me dudes are hot.
We're going to go.
I mean, Johnny Bananas is good looking, for sure. I never even knew who he was till the other day.
And let me say, your dad's nothing to, you know, hit a stick on, you know?
What does that mean?
He's not bad looking.
No idea. I just make things up sometimes. I just say words.
Okay.
All right, we're going to go. See you guys on Wednesday. Have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Bobby Bones.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And for a limited time, get more fun for less with the Michigan Bundle for just $49.99. Exclusive to Michigan residents only. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
An October morning in a quiet suburb in a town in Scotland. A man is walking his dog when suddenly shots are fired from a car. The man falls to the ground and the car speeds off. An ordinary residential area, but extraordinary things happen in ordinary places.
The instinct right away was it was a political thing.
We're talking about Russian-trained, high-ranking officer in the Secret Service.
An Assassin Comes to Town, a six-part podcast. Available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
What are you looking for in a new smart TV? 4K picture quality? High quality and immersive sound? A sleek design? All of those are givens, but only the new Roku Pro Series has all of those and the Roku streaming experience and award-winning OS. Get fast, easy access to all your apps like iHeart, where you can stream all your favorite music, radio, and podcasts all day, and regular all-inclusive trips to Roku City. The new Roku Pro Series, a smart TV built by the streaming pros.